want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. God has blessed us with another week of privilege to represent the kingdom of God and to be his ambassadors in Brevard County, Florida. And I hope that you and I will make the most of the opportunity that God has given to us. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We'd like to invite you out to our services. In fact, this coming week, if you join us in our Sunday morning service, immediately following that is going to be our annual chili cook-off and potluck dinner. So not everything will be chili related. It's a blind test. We give out samples. There's numbers associated with them. I have nothing to do with that, but as far as the assignment of the numbers, and a lot of times the people who are doing the preparation, they don't even know whose chili belongs to who. Mine's always been a little bit distinctive, but this year may be just a little bit different. I am trying to get out of last place. And so I tell people, if you like my chili, great. If you don't like my chili, don't eat it. And I'll take it home and I'll eat it myself. That's the way. I can't lose in this situation. So, but I will tell you this, even in years when I finished in last, I still took home an empty crock pot. So I feel like my chili might've been better than what some of the voting results were. But hey, we want to say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. Decades and decades of great work here in Brevard County. Too many completed projects to be able to count. They also have done work in other areas here in Central Florida. They are my go-to people for all things concrete. Contractors have told me your concrete guy is my concrete guy. They've got decades of good experience. Not all experience is created equal. Some of it is bad experience in some cases. Jits Concrete has good experience. They have great expertise. They know what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, when it needs to be finished. They know all about the process, and they have a great work ethic from the evaluating the project, to prepping, to doing, to installing, to finishing, to cleaning up. They are very, very good at what they do, and they are blessings to the Refresh radio program. They may be a great resource for you should you have a project coming up. 321-536-5804 if you're looking to get your spring projects done before it gets crazy, crazy hot outside. We thank them for all that they do. Today we're going to go back to 1 John chapter 4. John was known as the beloved disciple. He identifies himself in his writings as the disciple whom Jesus loved. I happen to really like that designation. For him, in his gospel, his identity was more in the fact that he was loved by Jesus than the name he was given and recognized by most of society. And I pray that the love of God has a huge impact on who we are, how we identify ourselves, and how we represent the kingdom of God here in Brevard County. I want to take you to 1 John chapter 4. We're working our way through this. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 12. We covered this last week. We're going to pick up our study in verse number 15, but I like to give you the context so you know what we're talking about here. It says, no one has seen God at any time. For if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. I'll keep reading. Verse number 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother. So we're going to pick up today in verse number 15. And it says here that our confession that Jesus is the Son of God can only happen because we're abiding in God and God is abiding in us. In other words, we have personal awareness of this fact that Jesus is the Son of God. I pray that you have had such an encounter with God that you're not hoping he's the Savior. You know he is the Savior. And I pray that that awareness of who he is has changed your life to so much that you say, I'm not just looking forward to spending eternity with him in the future. I'm getting a head start on it now. I want as much of him in my life as I possibly can have now. It doesn't say that whoever confesses Jesus is the Son of God, that God will abide in him and he will abide in God. It describes it in a current reality, that indwelling of God in us and us becoming a part of the body of Christ, it changes the way that we speak, that Jesus is the Son of God, not just in a spiritual sense, but it can impact the way that we live. So whenever unexpected news comes our way, we can say, well, I don't know how all of this is going to play out, but I do know this. Jesus is the Son of God. He's on the throne. He's on the throne. There's a lot of things that happen in this world, and a lot of times we just say, well, God's in control. Well, he is on the throne, but do not ever make the error that every time something bad happens, it's because God has said, well, that's what I want to happen. God does turn the enemy's curses into blessings, but make no mistake about it. You still have an enemy that is trying to do you harm. The way that I respond is, look, bad things happen in a fallen world, and my God is, his position as God, his person as God is never changing. Therefore, if anything bad happens to me, it is a personal attack on him as well. So I can look at it and say, well, praise God, we're getting ready to see God show up and show off, because that is who he is. Verse number 16 goes on and it says, "And we have known and believed the love that God has for us." Okay, I want you to see there that knowing is listed there even before believing. So there are a lot of people who think that Christians, because we believe in God, because we believe that Jesus forgives sin, because we believe that there is a future to be spent with him, there is an alternative of a future spent without him, and that is something that we don't want anyone to experience. It's because we know him that our belief in him becomes even stronger. Knowing and believing are two different aspects. The more we know him, the more we believe in him. And so Nathaniel hears the news. Hey, we found the Messiah. And he comes and Jesus identifies him as an Israelite in whom there is no guile. And Nathaniel says, "How do you know me?" And he said, "I saw you sitting under the tree before they came and got you." And Nathaniel knows, he has a personal awareness right then that God knows things about him that there is no natural way that he could have known. Or supernatural awareness. And he is convinced. And Jesus says, "You're going to see greater things than this." Okay? I can tell you from the book of Acts and the letters that Paul wrote that the more they knew about Jesus, the more they believed in him. And the more they believed in him, the more they loved the people they were serving and wanted them to know God to the same extent that they knew him. That's what drove the first century church. The book of Daniel has this verse. It's a great verse. "The people that know their God shall do great exploits." And some people, the more you know them, the less you like them, the less you want to be around them. That's people. Some people are just really good. In fact, the Bible says some people's sins are evident to everybody, and some people's sins will only be exposed at a later time. There are some people who are really good at covering up the sin issues that they have in their life. If people know them, then all of a sudden you see those closest to them a lot of times scattering like, palmetto bugs when you turn the light on. They just scatter. But with Jesus, the more we know him, the more we believe in him, not just for spiritual matters, but for relational matters, for physical matters, for peace and wholeness in every area of our life. And all of that results. Confession is not just the words that come out of our mouth, but it is the life that we live. So one quote that I've used often is St. Francis of Assisi said, "Preach always, use words when necessary." So I am the type of person that I listen to your actions more than I listen to your words. And that's just because if God's truly abiding in us, your life is going to be a faith-filled life. It's going to be a life living in knowledge, not just in theory. And it is going to be a consistent confession that God is personally involved in our lives, that we are coexisting with him, if you will. He is abiding in us and we are abiding in him. And we're going to stay that way. So verse number 17, we're going to move on to there. 1 John 4:17, love has been perfected among us in this. So we're talking about how the disciples, the followers, the students of Jesus are people who love one another. It's how people are able to identify believers is they have love one for another. And we'll talk more about that as we journey on through 1 John chapter 4 here. Here it describes love that has been perfected among us. Now, that word perfected means to be complete, to be mature or holy or perfected love. Okay, so it is something that should be taking place in our lives in 2026. By the way, I last year I did really good. I don't know that I ever reverted back from writing 2025 to 2024, but I was working on some notes I was taking, and I scribbled 2025, knowing full well it was 2026, but the pen wrote the wrong. I'm going to blame it on the pen. No, I won't. It was me. But so I've already hit that deadline. You know, it's one of my goals. Push that error off as long as I can. So the words that I write down on the page, the words that I speak in the microphone, they're not yet to that completed status. And so how do you know? John tells us here how we will know when the love that God has for us is reaching that level of completion or that level of maturity. It's reaching operational capacity. Okay, so if you've ever switched softwares or if you've ever had an upgrade on your phone, you know that there's going to be a curve of adjustment there. There's going to be a time that it's going to take you to get acclimated to this new way of doing things. Love is an alien concept to this world apart from God. Everybody's created with the need to be loved and the need to love, but nobody understands how to do it or how it should be done. I don't care how many self-help books they write. I don't care how nice a person you are. You and I can never achieve perfected or mature godly love on our own merits. It takes God inside of us. Here is the identifying characteristic. Okay? If you don't have your Bible out, if you didn't pay attention when I read it, this is going to surprise you. It says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. You know what this world identifies love as? Love is all about the moment. There's a lack of valuable information when it comes to love. I've had a number of people and through the years, and you know, we've heard that song of the Beatles, all you need is love. The world's love isn't going to cut it. Here's what you need to know. If you love people here on this earth, there is a very high likelihood that one of you is going, maybe both of you, is going to experience heartbreak at some point in time, because even if you happen to live a long life, if your marriage endures, I had friends, they were married for over 70 years. I had a couple of friends that were married for over 70 years. And yes, they were dear friends, even though I'm not that old. They hit milestones that most couples, you know, they were married longer than many people live. But the secret to their marriage wasn't the fact that they just tolerated one another for that long. It was the fact that Jesus had caused them to enter into a covenant relationship. Both of them loved Jesus more than they loved their spouse. So, eventually a person is either there's a couple of things. There are a lot of marriages that end in broken relationships. That's heartbreaking. I know people who love Jesus and something happened in their life, and one day their spouse walked in and said, it's over. Completely and totally unexpected and unawares. And that's heartbreaking. Both of the couples I was telling you about that have been married for over 70 years, both of them in the past couple of years have experienced heartbreak because one spouse was promoted into the presence of Jesus and the other one is still thriving, both of them in their 90s, both of them still in love with Jesus. So a lot of times people don't tell you that there needs to be a love from heaven that causes you to stay fixated on Jesus and will help you through the valleys and the mountains and the good times and the challenging times in sickness and in health. So I've got a person that I know, he tells this story that his doctor told him he needed to make some adjustments in his life. And he said, well, I'm a Christian. I'm not afraid of dying. And the doctor said, I'm not concerned about you dying either. I'm concerned about your wife having to take care of you when you can't. And that was all of a sudden a bright idea. It wasn't me. It was a bright idea that suddenly dawned on him, and he became very, very serious about changing that. So what is the goal of perfected love? A lot of people get married because, you know, they're looking to escape this situation, or they're looking for the physical interaction that marriage provides. None of that is what John describes as the metric for perfected love. Some people are looking for the financial security that comes with it. Here's what John says: that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Here in Brevard County, I want you to know that the love that God has for people and the love that he wants us to have for people is to prepare them for the day of judgment, where they will stand before God, hopefully with an advocate, Jesus Christ, pleading their case, saying, Father, they have asked me to forgive them of their sins and be the Lord of their life, and I have done so. They are children. They are joint heirs with me. That's who I want pleading my case. Much of the world lives in such a cavalier and reckless manner that they give no account, no consideration whatsoever, that one day they're going to stand before the throne. And here's what God's love does for us. It causes us to stand there in boldness. A place that our sin disqualified us from, we can come boldly before because the love the Father had caused Jesus to come, Jesus to go to the cross, Jesus to rise from the dead, Jesus to intercede for us on a daily basis, Jesus preparing a place for us that where he is, there we may be also, Jesus coming again in the future. That's the boldness that we have when we have the love of God residing and abiding inside of us. So my responsibility today is to present the message. Are you ready? Some people, you know, some people have a unrealistic confidence. It's a delusional confidence because there's nothing, you know, that lines up with reality. So let me give you an example. If I said that I could go beat Michael Jordan in basketball, now we're not too far from the same age. He's a little bit younger than I am. Not much, but a little bit. But if I said I can beat Michael Jordan in basketball, you would say you are delusional. And you would be right. There's not a chance in this world. You could blindfold him, put both hands behind his back, and he would still be able to figure out a way to beat me in basketball. It would be a delusional. There are many people who are confident they're ready for Judgment Day, but God's not living in their heart already. The Imperials sang a song a long, long time ago, and it says something like this: I want to live in this world so that when I get to heaven, it will be no big change. I want to live with Jesus now, so when we get there, it's just a new adventure. It's just a new location, but it's the same glorious, loving relationship with the same Savior who loved me enough to die for me. That's what we're looking for. If you don't have that relationship, please ask Jesus into your heart to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life and to take up residence and abide with you because you want to abide with him. God bless you. You have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.